Maria, Juanita, stop gossiping and come into my dressing room. Now. I swear, they get slower and more sullen every day, and for what I pay them. There you are, finally. I won't be needing you tonight. I've decided to attend the gala after all. I'll be out all evening, so you can finish up your chores and do whatever silly things you do when you're out wasting your time and salaries. Oh, before you leave, the mirror. Yes. Yes, that freestanding piece of furniture right there. Turn it around so it faces the wall. I don't want to look at it. Just do it. And put those hand mirrors in the closet, on the top shelf. No, there won't be anything else. That's all. Go on, go on. Leave me in peace to get ready. Stupid girls. If dealing with those domestic employment agencies wasn't such a nightmare, I'd fire them both and hire someone decent. Let me hang up my robe and... Oh, well, this is stupid. How can I get ready if I can't look at myself in a mirror? I don't have to worry about my hair and nails. Those giggling ninnies at the salon couldn't have been more annoying. But what about my face? Flawless, the witch said. How I despise compliments. Cheap little endearments people use when they want something. Like sugar on a leech. And coming from a common shop girl, as if I needed her opinion. Of course I'm flawless. The nerve of her even suggesting I might not be. Pilates and yoga and tennis and a diet that wouldn't keep a hummingbird in flight. I've earned my beauty. I don't need her silly little cream. Though I wonder if it's what she uses. She was gorgeous. That barbed little smile, so inexplicably confident. Those eyes, like sinking into amber when she looked at me. And that kiss, the little touch of her tongue like she was tasting me. Wait, what? She didn't kiss me. And I most certainly did not kiss her. Did I? No. That would be absurd. A woman of my stature in a dalliance with a tawdry little clerk in some rummage sale of a store? Never. Oh, but when she taunted me and talked about me pinning her against the wall, reaching down into that thrift store skirt. I bet she doesn't wear panties, the little slut. No, I have absolutely no interest in stooping to some ridiculous fantasy fuck. Really, can you imagine if she could sink her hooks into me? I'm sure it would take her half a heartbeat to change her game from black magic to blackmail. A few dollars for some fake face cream is all she'll get from me. Though oddly, I don't remember what I paid her for her little jar of lies. I'll have my accountant check my credit card bill. If the cost was more than I think it was worth, I'll have the payment reversed. Where is that jar anyway? Here. I might as well try it, given all the time and trouble I spent acquiring it. What were her silly rules? Only use what I can get from a single tap of my finger. There. One tap. Now let me blend it into my skin. Oh, it does feel quite amazing. It's probably some untested, arsenic-based, foreign-made swill. What did the witch say about it? That it's made from the petals of a narcissist flower? And moonlight reflected off mirror still water. Funny that I remember that so clearly. It's ridiculous, of course. Flowery hype for the credulous fools. I should have called out her lies on the spot. And yet, It feels quite silky and stimulating. What else did she claim? Something about the power of darkness. The tingle of what's forbidden? Ooh. And then she told me to imagine the feeling of it on my lips. My breasts. My clit. The soft, slick, electric slipperiness. I need a little more. Just another tap. Ah, it does make my lips tingle. Imagine me kissing you now, my little witch. Or feeling my lips against that sweet, wet cunt of yours. I'd wipe that smug little smile off your face and leave you drenched and moaning. No. Stop. Why am I fantasizing about her? I've never done that to anyone, man or woman. At least, have I? There was a boy, wasn't there? I can't quite remember. Never mind. This cream feels wonderful. And my lips seem fuller and softer. It couldn't be that the witch's ointment actually works. I have to see. To hell with her silly rules about mirrors. Imagine paying for something and not being able to verify the results. That's ridiculous. So let me turn this mirror back around and... Oh, my lips. My face. I'm beautiful. I look like I'm 22 again. And it's like a memory staring back at me. If the cream can do that to my face. Where's the jar? Damn that witch for selling me such a small sample. Let me take a tap and touch my nipple and... Oh. Another tap for the other nipple? That's... They've never been so hard. Oh, let me smear more on my breasts. No. On my tits. My tits. Oh, old ladies and fat men have breasts. We young things have tits. More. I need more. On my hips. I need to rub it on my thighs. Spread it down my legs and onto my feet. Rub my arms and my hands. My neck. Oh, only a dab left. No matter. I can go back and buy more tomorrow. I'll buy all she has, every jar, but just one dab left. Enough for my clit. Oh, that's shattering. And look at me. Look. I'm a goddess. Perfect face and shape. Perfect tits. Perfect cunt. How could anyone resist me? Why resist at all? What did the witch say? Self-indulgence is my aphrodisiac. Let me just brace myself against the mirror, palm to palm. Press my nipples against the glass. Oh, so cool and hard and electric. Let me grind up against myself, cunt to cunt. Oh, I'm so wet, so slick, so beautiful. Oh, my nipples feel like diamonds, and my cunt grinding and grinding against lightning. I've never felt like this. All those years of mannerly little cocks and timid tongues. Oh, and what best gets me off is this wet, sloppy grinding against myself. Oh, I should have known the only one who could fuck me right was me. Oh, we don't need anyone else. We don't need anyone else. We don't need anyone else. Oh, that was so good. I was so good. Fuck your rules, witch. I'll look into any mirror I want if I see myself looking back all sweat-soaked and satisfied. You're so beautiful. Kiss me. Kiss these full, soft lips. So cool and firm. I can almost believe they're real. Oh, I feel your tongue tasting me. Wait, tongue? How can I feel a tongue in my mouth? What's happening to the mirror? It's rippling. I have to step back. No, my tits, my upper thighs. I'm stuck. I'm stuck to the glass. My hands. I can't pull free. The surface of the mirror. No, it's sticking, stretching, like glue, like silver glue. I pull away, but it sucks me back. No, I'm sinking into the surface. My tits, my hands, my hips. No, this is impossible. It feels like some horrible gold jelly squeezing between my breasts, up between my legs, around my chin. No, I can't keep my face clear. Maria, Juanita, help me. I'm being sucked in. Help me, help me. Where am I? It's so cold. Dark. I can't move. Wait. I'm drifting around. There's a rectangle of light. The mirror. I'm inside the mirror. I'm drifting toward it. Oh, thank God. There's someone in my dressing room walking towards the mirror. It must be one of the girls. I have to signal her. But I still can't move. No, it's not one of the girls. It's the witch. How did she get into my home? It doesn't matter. She has to help me. If I could only move. I'm drifting right up to the glass, face to face with her. Oh, does she see me? She's smiling. I'm smiling. She's brushing back her hair. I'm brushing back my hair. She's licking her lips and I'm licking. Oh my God. I'm the reflection in the mirror. I broke the rules and now I'm here. Oh no. Oh please no. Get me out. Get me out. I'm here. I'm in here. What is she saying? I know. No. No, she's backing away, and I'm drifting back into the dark. No, don't leave me here all by myself. Come back.